welcome to Give Him the Boot. This is Linda Bull, and I am at CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. That's the wonderful Roman group Sine Nomine with an original track penned by Alessandro Girotto called Caminante, my new theme song. And I'm really happy to be here with you again this morning. As usual, lots of good Italian music. Actually have a whole kit bag full of new music from southern Italy, in particular from the Salento, which is an area in Puglia in the south, in the heel of the boot. And I received a lovely bunch of music from the Greek-speaking part of the Salento, the Grecia Salentina, as they call it, a band called Getonia. Also, some tamburello music from a group called the Tamburellisti di Torre Paduli. Also have a couple of compilations of tarantella music. And another interesting album by a group called Briganti di Terra d'Otranto. These are all groups from the very south east of Italy, in that heel part. If you were to look at the boot, which is how we like to think of Italy, because it really does look like a boot. It's unbelievable how maybe they decided, you know, I don't know, all these designers decided that was a pretty cool thing and they'd make boots in that shape. Of course, that's not true. I'm just being silly. Anyway, but a lot of the other thing that is incredible about these, I think anyway, about the CDs, which I've been receiving of late, the artwork that goes into the thought into that goes into the artwork and these CDs is just stunning. Like the covers are just beautiful. Like this one of the Briganti di Terra d'Otranto is a wonderful old map of the Salento region. And I mean, who knows from what era it is? It looks like maybe like 16th century or something like that. And it's just fabulous. And then there's anyway many other things. And I'll be having links to all of these new groups on myspace.com/givetheboot. You know, you can always go there to check out the playlists and the podcast of the shows that I do every week. But enough chatting for now. Let's get straight into some music here. I have this new album from a group called Getonia, I guess would be the correct pronunciation, Terra e Sale. And this is another example of the beautiful cover art. This is a Mafucci Music label. This is where I got the CDs from too. And actually I wanted to say a big thank you to Canio from Mafucci Music in the Salento region for sending me these CDs. You can check out all about the artists he represents at italymusic.net. italymusic.net. And this is from 2007, this album. It's a studio album. He also sent me this wonderful live album with DVD. The group, it looks like there's probably about seven members. And this is the group that does the Greek speaking music from the Salento region. And the name Getonia comes from the Greek word vicinato. And the group was born, meaning that they come from Kalimera, which is one of the nine, let's say, Greek linguistic islands in the southern corner of the Salento. And it's the extreme little bit of Puglia right down there in the heel. And it's an interesting place because it really is the place where a lot of immigrants came to and from. People used it as a place of refuge. It was, you know, there was a lot of conflict and war there. People, you know, it's a place of flux, let's say. And all of these elements all come together. I mean, it's a place on the of both the sun and of the water. It's a beautiful but a harsh place at the same time. And it has an incredible history, and these musicians who have an interesting musical makeup as well. There's actually a classical flute player in the group, the flauto traverso, accordion, percussion, upright bass, various winds, sax, soprano, clarinet, voices, and then acoustic steel string and classical guitar. So why don't I just stick a track on here for you to listen to. Let's start with this one, which is called La Nera Serpe. And the text was written by Sergio Zabini. This is Ghettonia from their album Terra e Sale.
Tieni la mente, lo dio di sta terra si chiama serpente. Un serpente vero, un serpente vero, ha studiato le colori e si è tinto di nero. De nero si è tinto, de nero si è tinto, le vene della terra sono un solo labirinto. Essere un fuoco, se tu ma di giorno e di notte dura poco. Non si perde mai, non si perde mai, l'occhi non li chiude e sa vedi a trovai. Acqua scire, le pene su pene, poi c'è sul mare. Mare benedetto, mare maledetto, a fiate le ride, a fiate decide. Come a nucane, e la serpeniura balla vessi male. Lo ballo della serpe, lo ballo della serpe, che balla sulla fossa, che balla sulla lossa. Lo ballo della serpe, lo ballo della serpe, che balla sulla sorte, che balla sulla morte.
tutti i giardini, ca la gente non se ponnu, ca la gente non se ponnu, la gente non se ponnu cacciciare, mo cacciciare, mo cacciciare, ca la gente non se ponnu cacciciare. Nasi le dammi l'arci, prete con la mamma, se facevi fatti loro, però mi sei lo sei culor. Na preo io, preo io, preo la, ama me peggio e non m'abbandona. Na preo io, preo io, preo la, ama me peggio e non m'abbandona. Sti giardini, all'alberica stanno sti giardini, cala gente non se ponnu, cala gente non se ponnu, cala gente non se ponnu, un basunare, un basunare, un basunare, cala gente non se ponnu, un basunare. Na cuore de legno resta sira, mo ci vengo resta sira, giù venire, te le porta giù trasire. Na cuore de legno resta sira, mo ci vengo resta sira, giù venire, te le porta giù trasire. Na si ne cammerarci, vede con la mamma, se facevi i fatti loro, però mi sembra seculo. Preo io, preo io, preo la, ama me peggio e non m'abbandona. Na preo io, preo io, preo la, ama me peggio e non m'abbandona. Vengo questa sera giù venire delle porte giù trasire. Na cuore de legno questa sera mo ci vengo questa sera giù venire delle porte giù trasire. Na sire tammerarci prete con la mamma se facevi i fatti loro però mi sei proseguo loro. Na preo io preo io preo la, ama me peggio e non m'abbandona. Na preo io preo la, ama me peggio e non m'abbandona. E ballati che ballati ma spettimi le mani tali caci non ballati il buono non vi canto non vi sono. Ballati che ballati ma spettimi le mani tali caci non ballati il buono non vi canto non vi sono. Na preo io preo io preo la, ama me peggio e non m'abbandona. Na preo io preo io preo la, ama me peggio e non m'abbandona. Ci vengo questa sera giù venire delle porta giù trasire. Na cuore de legno questa sera mo ci vengo questa sera giù venire delle porta giù trasire. Na sine dammerarci prete con la mamma se facevi i fatti loro però mi seguo seguo. Na preo io preo io preo la, ama me peggio e non m'abbandona. Na preo io preo io preo la, ama me peggio e non m'abbandona. E ballati che ballati ma stracchimi le mani dati caci non ballati buono non vi canto e non vi sono. Ballati che ballati ma stracchimi le mani dati caci non ballati buono non vi canto e non vi sono. Na preo io preo io preo la, ama me peggio e non m'abbandona. Na preo io preo io preo la, ama me peggio e non m'abbandona. Na preo io preo io preo la, ama me peggio e non m'abbandona. Na preo io preo io preo la, ama me peggio e non m'abbandona. We'll be right back.
Eccoci qua, un po' di tarantella, taranta, tamborra dal sud Italia, dalla Puglia, specificamente dal Salento. Infatti oggi vi sto proponendo alcuni dischi nuovi che ho ricevuto in settimana da proprio dal Salento, da Mafucci Music, grazie mille Canio. Abbiamo appena sentito i Tamborellisti di Torre Paduli dal disco Taranta Taranta, e come potete immaginare ovviamente si tratta di Taranta, di Tarantella. E i Tamborellisti di Torre Paduli sono uno dei gruppi più amati dalla tradizione pugliese e italiana. Sono guidati dalle ricerche dell'etnomusicologo Pierpaolo De Giorgi e hanno rielaborato, reinventato i materiali dimenticati della cosiddetta pizzica pizzica, una tarantella dionisiaca. Infatti ecco, quel pezzo lì si chiamava proprio così, lo strumentale dionisiaca. Quindi sì, loro hanno reinventato queste cose, la tarantella arcaica e originaria, tipica delle suggestive cerimonie tradizionali delle danze delle spade di Torre Paduli di Ruffano, comunque della terra d'Otranto, di quella zona lì, e hanno anche ripreso la lingua greca, quindi la vecchia lingua, diciamo, di origine greca, della Grecia salentina. Quindi, no, molto molto interessante. Hanno suonato poi un sacco dal vivo, nelle piazze, nei teatri, in tutto il mondo, non soltanto in Italia. Un bel gruppo, Tamborellisti di Torre Paduli. Potete trovare delle informazioni sempre o sul loro sito stesso, oppure sul sito di italymusic.net o irmagroup.com. Quindi sono un gruppo del Salento. Questo è un nuovissimo disco uscito quest'anno da Irma Records e Mafucci Music, italymusic.net, se volete andare a trovarne. Poi magari farò sentire anche un altro paio di pezzi, prima di cui abbiamo sentito invece sempre un gruppo del Salento, Briganti di Terra d'Otranto si chiamavano, e loro hanno anche loro un nuovo disco, sempre sulla stessa etichetta, uscita nel 2009, quest'anno, Fuoco de Paglia, che sarebbe fuoco di paglia. Anche loro fanno, loro propongono una musica della Grecia salentina, e usano anche questa vecchia lingua greca e anche della musica tradizionale del Salento, utilizzando anche loro il tamborello, la tamborra, ma anche flauto traverso, violino, chitarra, le percussioni. Abbiamo sentito Essiti Cacciatori Desti Sciardini, è un pezzo tradizionale del Salento. Sono un gruppo anche loro abbastanza grandi, sono 7 persone, e comunque con loro suonano anche ogni tanto degli altri musicisti, e loro anche hanno un loro sito, Briganti di Terra d'Otranto, che è un po' lungo come nome, come indirizzo, comunque, dove potete trovare tutte le informazioni del gruppo, concerti, foto, discografia, queste cose qua. Insomma, una musica molto interessante. Infatti vorrei poi farvi sentire altri pezzi da questo disco. E questo qui ha una copertina favolosa, cioè mi meraviglia veramente la fantasia di alcuni musicisti per quanto riguarda il disegno della copertina del disco, che secondo me comunque è una cosa a cui ci tengo molto, ma non mi piace usare spesso i pezzi scaricati così da internet, comprare i pezzi, gli MP3 non mi piacciono, preferisco il disco, quindi secondo me è bello che esistono ancora. Poi c'è sempre il libretto con un sacco di informazione, con testi e tutto il resto. All'inizio invece abbiamo sentito da un altro gruppo del Salento, questa volta anche dalla tradizione della Grecia salentina, Terra e Sale è il nome del disco, Ghetonia è il nome del gruppo. A me piace tantissimo questo disco, del 2007 questo. C'è un altro più nuovo che Risa si chiama, che è un disco dal vivo con anche con un DVD, che anche quello è molto carino. Questi qua ho fatto sentire due pezzi, La Nera Serpe all'inizio, poi Aspro Toccarti. Questo gruppo, c'è il gruppo Ghetonia, che il nome viene dal greco vicinato, nato a Calimera, uno dei 9 paesi dell'isola linguistica greca, situata nel cuore del Salento, che è dell'estremo lembo di Puglia, luogo di approdo e di partenza, di rifugio e di lotta. Gli elementi si toccano e si mescolano, sole, vento, terra e mare, luogo dove la cultura scorre in un reticolo sotterraneo, invisibile agli occhi di chi non sa vedere e silenziosa alle orecchie di chi non sa ascoltare. È qui che nasce la musica del gruppo Ghetonia, in quest'area in cui vive una comunità che ancora oggi conserva lingua, cultura e tradizioni di origine ellenica. È molto interessante questa cosa della storia greca nel sud Italia. Insomma, quindi forse alcuni di voi non avete mai ascoltato o magari non sapevate neanche che esistesse un'area linguistica greca nel sud Italia. Comunque eccoci qua. Allora, state ascoltando Given the Boot, io sono Linda Bull e sono qui ogni martedì mattina dalle 8 alle 9 e mezza, ci sono anche stamattina come potete vedere. Allora vi propongo altra musica del Sud Italia e andiamo avanti col programma. Questo è CITR 101.9 FM qui a Vancouver. CITR 101.9 FM, Give 'em the Boot is the name of the show. If you're listening and you're wondering what language I was speaking, it was Italian. I try to speak a little bit of Italian, a little bit of English, so for those of you who are English speakers, you know, hold out, because I will try and explain what's going on in English as well. So anyway, the music speaks for itself. And let's go on now with another track from the album Briganti di Terra d'Otranto, Fuoco de Paglia. This time I wanted to play for you a song that is in the Greek language of the Grecia. It's a traditional song from the Grecia Salentina. Aremo Orindinedda, it's called.
senza di lei, senza pizzica non vivrei. Musica antica degli dèi racconta il mondo che vorrei, che vorrei, che vorrei, che vorrei, che vorrei. Mescolando la tristezza assieme alla felicità, questo ritmo m'accarezza, gioia di vivere mi dà, e una fecondante ebbrezza che rinascere mi farà, e una dolce sobrebrezza che se lo voglio mi guarirà, guarirà, mi guarirà, mi guarirà, mi guarirà, mi guarirà. Io lo posso, sì lo voglio, guarirò e con lei che guarirò. E cantando con orgoglio nel mio profondo scenderò. E danzando con orgoglio nel mio profondo scenderò. Separando il grano e l'olio, la vita mi riprenderò. Io lo posso, sì lo voglio, guarirò e con lei che guarirò. Vecchio ritmo meridiano, nuovo ritmo meridiano, grande amore meridiano, grande ritmo meridiano, ritmo meridiano, ritmo meridiano, e la pizzica pizzica, corpo e anima mi scazzica, e la pizzica pizzica, corpo e anima mi scazzica. Accanto lei è music way verso gli dèi, che mi espande come un di lei, 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 come un di lei. La pizzica è come un vento, soffia sopra l'anima mia, la mia pena, il mio tormento, la nube scura porta via. Madre natura, ora sento il ritmo della tua energia, splende il sole in un momento, ecco tornare l'armonia. La tua armonia, la mia armonia, la tua armonia, la mia armonia, la tua armonia. Meridiano, nuovo ritmo meridiano, grande amore meridiano, grande ritmo meridiano, ritmo meridiano, e la pizzica pizzica, corpo e anima mi scazzica, e la pizzica pizzica, corpo e anima mi scazzica.
Let's
That's an old traditional song, actually pretty well known, Mena Menamo, and it's by a group of the same name called Mena Menamo, and they are from the Salento as well, from the area around Lecce. They are a cultural association with that same name, and this group has been active for quite some time, trying to hang on to the cultural sounds of the music of that area of the Salento, and they call themselves I Cantatori dei Mena Menamo. It's from an album called Taranta Nights 2, which is the second version of such an album. There's a number of different groups on the album, two discs actually, and they are described as La Pizzica che va ad Hollywood. The pizzica that goes to Hollywood. It's a little story about, I'll just see if I can translate it for you briefly. This says that this group, Mena Menamo, are one of the most important groups of the pizzica, which is a type of dance of the Salento region. And they've kept their identity throughout the time they've been playing, but they've also opened themselves up to, you know, influences from other places, and this has led them to explore new horizons, and even got to the point where excuse me, that this famous track Mena Menamo, from which the group gets their name, there is a famous version of the orchestra of the Notte della Taranta, the Taranta Nights, with Stuart Copeland from the Police playing drums. And you can see the video on YouTube. It's a pretty hilarious combination. And there's also a new version with a slightly different type of harmony that seems to be sound between a little bit between jazz and the tango of Astor Piazzolla. So that group is called Mena Mena Mo. If you want to check out Stuart Copeland playing drums on a version of that, then go to YouTube and check it out. Stuart Copeland, Mena Mena Mo. I got to go and see that some stage. I won't do it right now. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, of course. This is Give 'Em the Boot. It's Italian music, and today it's mostly, in fact, entirely up until this point, music from the Salento, which is a region. Let's say an area in the region of Puglia, which is one of the 20 regions of Italy in the southeast, in the very heel of the boot. And the Salento is renowned for its dance music, particularly the taranta, the pizzica, and other dance forms. And it also is the home to 9 distinct little towns who have kept the old Greek, la lingua greca, as they call it. They call this area the Grecia Salentina. So it's a Greek-speaking population that hark back from the historical coming to that area of a bunch of Greek monks, I believe, many, many, many centuries ago. And I can tell you more about that, or you could look it up yourself, I guess, these days with Wikipedia and Google and everything else. But if you want to find out about any of these groups I'm playing right now, you can check out a website called italymusic.net, and Mafucci Music is the sort of the parent, let's say, company here who produce and represent a whole bunch of these groups from the Salento, and I've been featuring a bunch of those today. Before Mena Meno, we heard another track from the Taranta album of the Tamburellisti di Torre Paduli, and it was simply a song called Ritmo Meridiano, which means Southern Rhythm. And the Meridiano, or the Meridione, is the name that is also given to the south of Italy. All started off that set with Briganti di Terra d'Otranto from their album Foco de Paia, Aremo Rindinedda, which is an old Greco-Salentine traditional piece as well. And I'll be back in just a moment with some more Salentino music.
AMS Connect is a brand new service that offers a variety of ways for you to get connected to your campus, your city, and your world. We provide online listings of local volunteer opportunities and internship placements that allow you to gain valuable job experience and explore your passions outside of the classroom. The Connect office also facilitates volunteer placements abroad. Do stuff, get involved. For more information, call 604-822-9268, or you can go to their website at www.ams.ubc.ca/vex.
And the Taranto Nights CD, which is this great compilation of, it looks like maybe about 6 different groups. It features the Tamburellisti di Torre Paduli, Briganti di Terra d'Otranto, and Ghettonia, who have also already played this morning. Also features a young group named L'Arte Noscia. And they are a young group, La Pizzica dei Giovani, let's say, the young people's pizzica. It's a bunch of young musicians who continue the tradition, let's say the homegrown tradition of the pizzica, in the music and in the dance. There are two very good ballerinas in the group. They call them ballerine di pizzica. And the group has introduced into their, let's say, their artistic language, many modern elements as well, and also literary references. They give a freshness to the music, but still keeping to the traditional repertoire of the Salentine pizzica. So I'm going to play a track of theirs called Ai Lucore Meu.
Stacca la luce, nutre le stelle, stacca la luce, nutre. Madonna non si chiama la giù, si ruba donna non si chiama la giù, si chiama giovanotto, che si chiama giovanotto, si chiama giovanotto, innamorato, 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 si chiama giovanotto, innamorato.
Ai ai ai, il cuore mio, meo meo meo, il tamburo è mio, e nu ne nu ne nu na.
C'è una fina bella, in casa forte c'è una fina bella. Va sulla reverisco, va sulla reverisco, va sulla reverisco e non me parla, e non me parla, e non me parla. Va sulla reverisco e non me parla. Ci cede qualche amante la pretenda, ci cede qualche amante la pretenda. Di nego se ne gira, di nego se ne gira, di nego se ne gira. Lauda vanna, lauda vanna, lauda vanna, di nego se ne gira. Limone con mestrici, cagliano sul limone con mestrici, e manco Portogallo, e manco Portogallo, e manco Portogallo, come mangi, come mangi, come mangi, e manco Portogallo, come mangi.
Ai ai ai, il cuore mio, mio mio mio, il tamburo è mio, e nu ne nu ne nu na, bella l'amore a ci la sape fa.
Ai ai ai, il cuore mio, mio mio mio, il tamburo è mio.
Banta catravudia per i si cammena.
Is a group called Nista Nimera, who are also from a Greek-speaking area of southern Italy, an album called Core, and that was an a cappella track, Vinni mi canto, quite atmospheric, very interesting. Before that, Gettonia from Taranta Nights 2, Kali Nifta. And they are a really interesting band. I love their sound. They are really a mix between, you could really hear the Balkan influence there. They're described actually as a cross between Balkan music and Ennio Morricone, who is, of course, the great Italian soundtrack composer. They come from the Grecia Salentina, which is the Greek-speaking area of the Salento region in Puglia in southern Italy. and they have a very beautiful sound, which is a mix of the music of the Salento, Balkan music, jazz, and contemporary music as well. But it all rests on the popular music tradition of the Greek of that area, Grico. And the singer Roberto Licci was the founding member of the Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino in the beginning of the 70s. And he's really been one of the people responsible for the rebirth, let's say musical rebirth, of the Salento region. There's also the wonderful, and the reason why it sounds Balkan too, is the lovely sounds of the hum of the accordion from, there's a great accordionist and composer, Admir Shurtaj, who I believe is Albanian, and has been involved in a lot of Southern Italian music in the last decade or so. And actually, a lot of the music is almost all new compositions, which are inspired by texts that come from Magna Grecia, the old Greater Greece, let's say, from old Greek poets and also new ones. I think that probably be the sort of group that would be wonderful to see live. Iketonia. I really look forward to seeing them play live sometime. So there, you can find out all of this information and more by going to their website, or you can check out italymusic.net or italianwordmusic.com. There's a bunch of the music I've been playing today comes from this label, Italian World Music, the Italy Music label, and it's linked to Mafucci Music. Thanks very much for sending me these CDs. It's an interesting phenomenon, the resurgence of traditional music all over Italy, and I try to dig deep into different regions of Italy to bring you some of this music, because I think there's just not enough of it being played and being heard, and not many places where you will hear it, actually, especially in Canada. But there's only, you know, even on the radio in Italy, the type of music you're likely to hear is going to be the type of pop music which I'm not really interested in hearing, and either that or, you know, musica leggera. Sometimes you might be lucky to hear a bit of singer-songwriters as well. You know, the old standards, it's sort of, I guess they're the classic stations. But this type of music is not heard nearly as much as it should be, and I'm hoping to redress some of that by exposing you all to it. And if you like it, I'm glad. And if you want to find out more, feel free to contact me. I could give you info about all these bands and much more, or you could just check out the playlist and podcast on CITR's website, which will be up in the next day, citr.ca. Click on Give Them the Boot and you can see all the archives on our brand spanking new revamped website. And I've got podcasts going back to 2006 or 2007, so there's lots of stuff there. Today's show is almost entirely dedicated to music of the Salento region, southern Italy. But I will play a little bit of other stuff too. And before we go on, I want to just mention that there is tonight the last of the six sessions of the Italian Inspector Montalbano series, which is this great series about a police inspector called Montalbano. And this one is set... It says the series starts when a badly injured horse dies on the beach in front of the inspector's house. The investigation that follows brings Montalbano into contact with the elegant races organized by local dignitaries, as well as with an underground gambling ring being run by the mafia. Of course! What strategy will he use to solve the case, and will he be strong enough to resist being seduced by the attractive Ms. Esteman? Come and find out. So that's tonight, Tuesday, September the 1st, at 6:15 p.m. at the Istituto Italiano di Cultura, which is Suite 500, 510 West Hastings Street. It's on the corner of Richards, I believe. And it's for free. There's no pre-registration required. Just show up. Make sure you're there on time, because they will start on time. It's the fifth floor of 510 West Hastings Street. If you want to come and see a free Italian film, essentially, it's an Italian-Swedish co-production, actually. It was done just last year, 2008, directed by Alberto Sironi and featuring Luca Zingaretti. In Italian with English subtitles, it's recommended for adult audiences. So, you know, well, that little bit there about this being seduced by an attractive woman, maybe, you know, maybe not for the young ones. Anyway, it sounds fun. Not a lot else going on this week yet, but September does have a lot of things in store. At the Italian Institute of Culture, there's going to be next Wednesday, September 9th, a commemoration of Lucio Pavarotti's death, the second anniversary of his death, remembering Luciano Pavarotti, and it's a screening of the star-studded official Pavarotti Memorial Concert, which was filmed live in the city of Petra in Jordan in October last year. There's also a talk, an anthropological talk about ancient Rome. Actually, it's going to be happening, it's a series happening every other Tuesday from September 15th to December 9th. Dr. Shelley Reed, who is an instructor of Latin and Greek here at UBC, will be giving talks on different periods of Roman history. If you want to find out more, of course, please contact the Institute of Culture. You can give them a call and find out about it. You need to register for that, iicvancouver@esteri.it. It is free to the it's reserved to IIC members, so you can find out about that by contacting them. And there's also another interesting thing happening, Vancouver's Shoeshine Boys by Raymond Koulos. Raymond Koulos, or Ray Koulos as is known, wrote this book about the history of Italian immigrants who pioneered Vancouver's shoeshining parlor business. And it was published in Montreal, and he is going to be presenting this book. It sounds fascinating, actually. I'd like to go. That's on Thursday, September 17th at 6:15. And I myself will be giving a talk on Monday, September 21st, in memory of Fabrizio De André, acclaimed as the Bob Dylan of Italy. Well, actually, it's funny, but Bob Dylan was considered the Fabrizio De André of America, actually, as the late Nanda Pivano said. Anyway, Fabrizio De André was, of course, a fantastic singer-songwriter who passed away 10 years ago this year and unfortunately died early to cancer. But he is definitely probably the most loved of the singer-songwriters from Genoa. And actually, it reminds me that there is a series. Last night was the first of this series happening on Co-op Radio. And if you go to Co-op Radio's website, you probably it's The Rational is the name of the program, and a woman at Co-op called Yaz is going to be giving this series of information, a series of radio documentary type things on Genoese singer-songwriters, so singer-songwriters from Genoa, one of which being, of course, Fabrizio De André. And I believe, I didn't get a chance to listen to it, but last night, I believe, was the episode that had the De André info. Anyway, it's archived, and you can actually check it out by downloading it after the fact. Go to Co-op Radio's website and probably find out about it. I will try and find out about it, and if I can get a link to it, then I'll put it on my website. But if you're interested in finding out more about this wonderful singer-songwriter known as Faber to most Italians, Monday, September 21st at 6:15, I'm giving the presentation. We're going to be showing some footage from a wonderful documentary as well as some live concert footage and just talking about his life. Looking forward to it. Okay, back to the music. Torniamo alla musica. Basta con la conversazione. Sto parlando troppo stamattina, non so perché. Insomma, allora, torniamo ad un po' di musica italiana. Un altro gruppo che viene dal sud Italia è un gruppo di donne e cantano e si chiamano Farrawalla, che è un nome fantastico. Loro hanno inciso un paio di dischi. Qui sentiamo un pezzo che si chiama Il sogno di Frida. Questo è il gruppo, anche loro, della Puglia, di Bari, Farrawalla.
Io arrivo vestita e vestita mi veiari. Ari me vestita sì, io ri, ari me vestita, e vestita mi veiari, ari me vestita sì.
I can't marry Carrie Brown, believe I'd rather die.
You have wandered into the folk oasis. Welcome to it.
Stop the world and let me on.
You are indeed listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I've been trying to keep my mouth shut, baby. I've been trying to change my dark ways, maybe.
Yes, 8 to 10 p.m. every Wednesday night. It's me, Val, hosting 2 hours of eclectic roots music.
I went downstairs to hear the sound.
Folk Oasis.
Yes, indeed. That's Val Cormier's show called Folk Oasis, which is a very cool show of very eclectic music, of roots music of all types. Check it out. And it's just about time for me to go here and give them the boot. It's been lovely being with you again. Going to leave you with a track or two from southern Italy. Today, we've been featuring mostly music from the Salento, which is an area in the region of Puglia. Just in that last set, I also played something pretty amazing sounding voice. It was Rosa Gentile from an album Tribù Italiche Molise, which is also, of course, in the south there. And it was a lovely a cappella song there. We just heard from Antidotum, who are another one of the album, the groups featured on the album Taranta Nights 2, Quantave, and also from that Zimbaria. It's another group featured on that album, and they did a track called Stornelli. A little bit of historical info for you. Stornelli are a type of poem, really, type of poetry, generally improvised, usually simple, but improvised on certain themes, themes of love or maybe satirical themes. They're also related to the Italian filastrocche as well. And it's typical of central and southern Italy, actually, and there's lots of examples of stornelli which are done a cappella and on various southern Italian compilations that I have, if I recall, over the years coming across many of them. And also the just a little info, I guess, about the pizzica itself, which is this style of dance and rhythm, really, which all of this music from the Salento is based around. And philosophically, so they say, the pizzica is the music of Dionysus, the god Dionysus. It's also of the god of, well, he was considered the god of dance, of wine, of good times, basically. And the pizzica is the soul of sociability. It's a type of psychological well-being, of you know, feeling good, of individual. And the main types of pizzica are the pizzica di corteggiamento, or d'amore, which is the pizzica of love or of courting, e la pizzica tarantata, the which is hard to describe, but anyway. But from a scientifical and ethnomusicological point of view, it's the pizzica tarantata, which is the one that most people, you know, it sort of creates more interest, let's say. It's also used as therapy, let's say. It's connected to the cure of this phenomenon of tarantismo. And the pizzica tarantata is the antidote, hence this the name of this group, Antidotum, the antidote for people who are prey to this state. It's a sort of a pseudo-epileptic state, almost always women, interestingly enough, who seem to be possessed by something bad that is caused, well, at least in, let's say, sort of in historical and allegorical terms, caused by the bite of this tarantula, of the taranta, el ragno taranta. And that's where all this this idea of the taranta comes from. That's why you often see pictures of spiders whenever you see anything to do with the taranta. Anyway, so apparently this is supposed to be, you know, doing this dance is supposed to be a way of getting rid of your affliction of having been bitten by this spider. Anyway, it's all very interesting, but we don't have time to go into a very long intellectual discussion about it. Instead, I'm going to leave you with another wonderful vocal track, this time from Basilicata, which is also in the South. And it is a track called A Bauk by a number of different women singing. This is from Tribù Italica e Basilicata. Grazie per essere state con me. Ci vediamo la settimana prossima. Buona giornata a tutti e arrivederci. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you all next week. Don't forget to check out the podcast on citr.ca, and I'll have the playlist and links up there on my website. Okay, see you next week. Ciao. Cinta.